Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to another fun-filled episode of the Super View Show's Career Perspectives right here on the Super View Show Network. I'm joined by my two incredible friends, Kyle and Mike. How are you doing tonight, gentlemen?
What's up, guys?
What's going on? Doing good.
Do you guys hear the bush burning over there? I mean, what's going on? You know what I mean? Something's happening over here. So anyway, no.
Like it's 2000 all over again.
It's 2000 all over again, exactly. As the title of our podcast suggests, alludes to whatever. Tonight we're going to be discussing. We spun the wheel last week, landed on Mike's pick of Bush's razor blade suitcase from 1996. I have much to say, but since it's Mike's pick, why don't we let Mike go first on this one, shall we? So, Mike, what do you got for the band Bush overall? And what do you got, bud? Talk to me.
So it's interesting. This album really has a special place for me nostalgically. Growing up with this album, it was my go-to, and those kinds of angsty, depressive, moments you get in when you're a kid. It just really feels like you relate to it. It's got very, kind of cryptic and deep and like lonely kind of lyrics on it, of the kind of pained take on things that Gavin Rossdale tends to bring to the show. So it just kind of was an album I really played continuously. It became kind of my go-to in the time when I was listening to music and big into the grunge kind of scene. So, and it's kind of interesting about this album. It's one of the only Bush albums to ever top the Billboard 200, including their first album, which a lot of people are more, I would say, familiar with their first album, And it's interesting, or 16 Stone, at least. I think that was their first album. It was the more people find that the more recognizable. But in reality, I think like it kind of catapulted them to more of a, recognizable band to bring on this album. So, yeah, I'll just kind of go right into my review. There's a lot of elements to this album that really itch that nostalgic grunge alternative rock itch. It has a lot of elements to it that really, capitalize on that. Kyle, I'm expecting a 3 or a 4 from you on this, so don't let me down, buddy. But starting off with Personal Holloway, this is actually one of those songs I generally kind of skipped over. It wasn't one of my favorites. I kind of, it was decent. It set the tone, the aggressive edge of this album overall. It's less concerned with being catchy for this one, and just kind of, I think, kind of coming in with some of that that grunge kind of feel. It's very noisy. It's got a lot of guitar distortion. The guitarist in this band was known for that. Just making like a very signature sounds with his distortion pedal. There's some cool things going on in this album with that. Really kind of creates a dark, kind of muddy, grimy kind of feel to it, and it's kind of cool because he did some crazy things with it. Overall, I just think like it's a part of a necessary equation. And I think that's what's awesome about this whole thing, is doing albums where a song on its own may not be something you visit as part of an album, a piece of work. This song kind of kicks it off to like really, just come in with that, upper hook or upper, uppercut, just to really bring in that nostalgic kind of grunge feel and attitude and edge. Good driving, good on the driving playlist, on the rhythmic heavy side. So 6.5 for me on that one. It's one of the songs that I generally didn't play as much as the others. And then, and then you get to Greedy Fly. It's just an 8 out of 10. This is a, now we're breaking through that surface. It's got, the emotional sounding elements to it. The guitars and vocals. It's very dark and lonely, creepy at times feeling. You know, you get that kind of element throughout this album, more so than you did in the previous album. And what's interesting is I think I was watching one of the documentaries when they played I can't even remember the name of it, the festival, you know, Woodstock 99, and they were talking about the crowd was so amped up that they were worried that the album Bush was promoting, this was 1999, I think, so like I think the Science of Things had just come out in 97, and they were like gonna be playing a lot of music that might be not heavy enough to really keep the crowd entertained. But they were more than entertained, because Bush just has a way of reminding you of how heavy they are, especially in a live performance setting. So overall, yeah, I just love this. I love the plodding bass and drums, and then a little more of a catchy chorus here than the first song. Meaningful interpretive lyrics. I mean, Gavin Rossdale, the guy, he just has a way of being very poetic and very kind of just descriptive and kind of in a disturbing way, but also brings it all back to something personal. So yeah, 8 out of 10 for that. And then one of the best songs on the album, Swallowed. I would love to hear a pop punk remake of this, Kyle. Actually, I wonder if there already is one. It reminds me of a song that really would translate well over if somebody, you know, just kind of reformulated the speed and the tone and this and that. I could see this definitely making it there. One of the best choruses of their career, if not this album. You know, just the personal lyrics, again, suffering, withdrawn feeling from this. It's just a 10 out of 10. Then we get to Insect Kin. This is just, you know, once again, aggressive song, builds intensity. It's an 8 out of 10 for me. You know, it's a decent song, a little melancholy nature to it. But then another song, moving on to Cold Contagious. This is a 10 out of 10, if not 11 out of 10 for me. This is just like one of those songs that I listen to over and over and over again. You know, it's very personal in nature to the lyrics. I really get that, you know, I relate to it. It's kind of as a cool, it's just a plodding bass, the plodding guitars. It all just feels like it is trying to kind of paint you a picture of just like this dark corner, this kind of place where someone is, you know, reminiscing or demonstrating the abandonment feeling. And I, you know, my personal interpretation of this was like the cold contagious, like when someone's cold to you, or they're a certain way towards you, you become that way to others. Like it becomes contagious, and you, what they do to you, it just basically changes who you are, but it comes around to them in the end, because you know it, when you do that to somebody, they can do it right back to you, and you don't expect it because you think that they're just, you know. So I thought there was a really cool kind of theme there. Tendency to Start Fires. This was cool. This is a little bit repetitive. You know, it's got some, but it's a staple for live shows at the time. I'm not too sure much anymore, but actually Kyle can shed some light on that when he goes to see them live. Or, you know, when they play live at the show. So 8 out of 10. Needed a little bit of a change direction, but overall just plows ahead. It delivers that sound you're looking for. And take a little dip here with Mouth. You know, this is another song I kind of skipped over. It wasn't as big of a song for me, but essentially it fell into a 7 out of 10 for me. It's got those creepy vibes. It almost kind of reminds me of, like, you know, Stone Temple Pilots and Nirvana with Heart-Shaped Box, and this kind of creepy, quiet, you know, weird songs with little laughs in the background, and just, it just got such a, it really, it's a freeze frame of the weird things that were coming out in the 90s, especially the mid 90s, early 90s with alternative rock. So, and then Straight No Chaser is an 8. It's Straight No Chaser. It really is a straight, simple song, simple, a string accompaniment. I really wish the string accompaniment was bigger. I think it could have really made this song pop, add some more dynamics to it, but it's a straightforward song, 8 out of 10. History, this is one of those songs, is just meh. You know, it's a decent song. It's a 6.5. It feels like filler. 6.5 is probably a little bit of a higher score than I think I normally would go, but it's it fits within the album's theme. You know, then we get Synapse. it's this is just a lonely, creepy vibe again. A simple song. The actually mentions the title of the album in it, which is kind of cool. But it's got a cool vibe to it. 8 out of 10 for me. And then the worst song on the album, Communicator. I never listened to this song more than 3 times. This was my 4th time, and it was not, again, something I really wanted to listen to again. It was just, it felt like a weird, just kind of, you know, just, I don't know, someone trying to gain atmosphere over actually direction of song. And then Bone Driven is a good song. Once again, good string of comedy, 8 out of 10. And then the final song's a 10 out of 10 for me. I absolutely love the stellar, use of the musical mood, the harmonics of the guitar, and the cool little, and the chorus is amazing. It's just a 10 out of 10 for me on that last song. So, you know, overall, it's not the best album that I think, like, exists out there. I don't think it's the worst. I think it's got a lot of lonely, dark, moody, kind of noisy, attitude, edge-driven kind of... a freeze frame of a time where grunge was kind of on top of the world. And I think a lot of the elements of it captured and kind of portrayed people at the time, what they were going through, the suffering of, like, you know, kind of this previous, like, happy kind of early 90s. You know, you have, like, a lot of, like, that kind of interesting kind of music out there. And then, you know, it just kind of got darker and darker. So, it was an 8 out of 10 for me. Decent album, and it's worth a listen.
Good to know. Thanks for your rating of an 8 out of 10, Mike. I'm going to go next, kind of, if that's okay with you. I just want to shed some light on this. If that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Cool, thank you. So my knowledge of Bush is very, very limited. They're one of those bands, again, I know the name, didn't quite know. I never listened to any song of theirs or any album of theirs until this landed on Mike's pick of Bush's Razor Blade Suitcase. And I have to tell you, I will say this too: the only other like knowledge I had a bit of Bush prior to this was actually, believe it or not, like, I was on YouTube one day and I was just looking at, like, Billy Joel, like, interviews or whatever, and he brought this up, like, because he was being interviewed in the 1990s, and he's like, I really like Pearl Jam, I really like a band called Bush, and I was like, Bush. And now all these years later, I'm like, oh my god, it's Bush. So I can see why it's a very grunge-ish album. It's a very alternative rock album. It does have some highs, it does have a couple lows for me, but overall I will just preface by saying that I liked what I heard overall. I'll let them jump over the track listing for a second. So Personal Holloway, it's a good start to the album. It's not as high as Mike with an 8 out of 10. I'm actually sitting at about a 7 out of 10 for this.
I was a 6.5.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a really long day, guys. I've been up since 3 in the morning. So that's okay. I'm actually sitting about a 7 out of 10 for this one. I like it. It's a good start. A good start to an album. And it really sets the tone of what is to come, what also is also unexpectedly coming as well. Greedy Fly. We take a slow, a bit of a downward dip here a little bit with a 6 out of 10. It's not bad. It's just not. It's not like, would I seek it out? No. But if it was on in the background, would I turn it off? No. That's why I gave it a 6 out of 10. And I'm gonna preface by saying there's a lot of other 6s and 7s out of 10 on this too, for me at least. But Greedy Fly is a 6 out of 10. Swallowed, I actually enjoyed it quite a bit. This actually goes up to a 7, so we're still in the 6 and 7 out of 10 range here. Swallowed is a 7 out of 10 for me. Insect Kin, it's not bad. It's just a little bit too. I'm not sure how to describe it. It's just I don't want to say the word long, but because a lot of these songs are long, they're all over 4 minutes long, and except for the first one, but it's not. Again, not bad, but not great. Would I seek it out? Maybe not. If it was on the background, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. Another 6 out of 10 here. Cole Contagious, I go up to a 6.5, truthfully. A tendency to start fires. When I first saw the title, I was like, wait a second. Another song about starting fires. I wonder where this is going. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways. Because there's so many, like, songs about fire and Streets of Fire and fire, and it's insane. But regardless, though, this one is about It's hard to say. I want to say six, but at the same time, I want to say seven. I'm very mid on this. I'm like mid plus to good plus with this record overall. So I'm saying about a six. I could go up to 6.5 out of 10 for this one. Mouth is a 7 out of 10 for me, just because mainly because I did after digging around a little bit, it was a single that got it was something that got released for their album, and it's more of a standout track. I mean, this is another 7 out of 10. Straight No Chaser, it's good. It's another six out of ten for me. Nothing too crazy. Would I seek it out? Probably not. But it was on the background. No, I keep it on. History. From this point on, we're already on track 9. From this point on, I got a little bit of album fatigue, truthfully. Just because, to me, by this point, I got to like a lot of copy repeat after track like 6 or 7. I was like, okay, we've been there, we've done that. Is the album exploring anything else? Is it going to any other territories that we haven't seen before? From my experience with it, though, at this point, we got a little like, you know what I mean? We got to the point of like, oh wow. So, anyways. Another 6 out of 10 here. Synapse, I think that's how you say it, right? Synapse, right? Yeah. So this one is another 6 out of 10 for me as well. Communicator, it's not bad. I don't hate it. It's just when I turn it off, maybe. Right down the middle of the 5 there. Bone Driven, I like it. It's actually not that bad. I like it. We go up to a 6.5 out of 10 here. And Distant Voices. Which includes I didn't realize it was a hidden track in there until listening to it and looking at it now again. Distant Voices is about a 7 out of 10 for me, with the hidden track of Whatever Such the History of Reprise. So my knowledge of Bush is very limited, and would I go back and listen to this album in a year's time span? Yeah, by 2026, I would give it another shot just to say, hey, you know, almost like a year has gone by. Let's review it again, kind of thing. You know, hey, you know, let's give it a shot. You know, would I go back and listen to it again in a year's time span? Yes. Would I go back and listen to it tomorrow? Probably not. This is a type of grunge and alternative rock, which I do like. I Pearl Jam, Nirvana, you know, alternative rock from the 90s, like Soundgarden or Green Day, or there's certain bands that I love from that time period. It's just Alice in Chains, another one. This one was kind of under the radar for me a little bit, but overall, I liked what I heard overall. I'm kind of lower than Mike though. I will say I'm sitting about like a 6 out of 10 for me overall, just because I wish it would. It's not that I wish it did more. I just wish there was something that I could. There wasn't really like a standout track that I could gravitate to. Like I noticed Mike, there's no title tracks. So thank you for that. Because I know he probably picked this one because there were no title tracks. Because you know me, I go to title tracks all the time.
But he did say the name of the song in that one song. I mean, so you can kind of just...
I mean, you could kind of count it there, yeah. But no, I mean, there was no title tracks. But still, it's all right. Right now, I'm sitting at a 6. Could I go to a 6.5? I could. That's being a little bit generous after like listening to it a lot before we did our stream tonight and our podcast. But I'm gonna say a six could go up to a 6.5 on any given day. I can't wait to hear what Kyle has to say about this album.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for me, Mike, I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Oh no!
But maybe in the opposite direction. I'm gonna do this a little bit differently than usual. In terms of, I'm not gonna go through track by track for me because I don't think it's gonna do any good. I think it'd just be more disservice than anything. I feel the same about almost all of these tracks. In that, one little bit of background for me on the band, I've never been a fan of anything. You know, even the three big tracks from the first record, Come Down, Machine Head, and why am I blanking on the other one? Mike, give me it.
Come Down, Machine Head, and you're talking about Glycerin.
Yep, Glycerin, there we go. Yep. Never been a fan. I've never liked Gavin Rossdale's voice. I'm also just not a fan. If you've watched any of our similar genre videos, I'm just not a fan of that mid to late 90s grunge sound. You know, outside of Nirvana and a couple Pearl Jam songs, the genre just never really did anything for me. So going into this, starting on that track, Personal Holloway, this was like, immediately I knew exactly what I was getting on this, and it was just not for me. So if you're someone that likes grunge, you know, you're going to come at this with, and a little bit more experimental music, you're going to come at this with a much different takeaway than I did. This was, for me, a very unenjoyable listen from beginning to end. Only thing I can agree with Mike on here is Swallowed is definitely the best song of the album. It's definitely not something I would come back to personally. I mean, for me, it is about a 3 or a 4. And that's, you know, that's just my personal taste. I can recognize that it's a decently done song. My biggest gripe with this album, though, outside of Gavin Rossdale's vocals, is it comes off sloppy a lot of the time. Like, a lot of the things here just don't go well together. And I get it, you know, it's grunge. It's not supposed to be perfect. But there's just weird transitions throughout that just don't hit my ear right. There's just, it's jarring. There's some parts I don't think fit well with others at all. I think the vocal delivery on this is incredibly boring for the most part. He doesn't really do anything vocally interesting. There's a couple parts where, like, the guitar has a pretty cool part here and there. Overall, this is just not for me. This is actually, I think, my lowest rated album we've ever done, except for the Beach Boys Smile Sessions. It actually ranks right up there with them. Where this actually, and I'm sorry, Mike, this gets a 1 for me as an overall project.
I had a feeling.
This is very difficult for me to get through, unfortunately. I was going into it hoping I was going to like it, you know, especially because I'm going to be seeing them live in a couple months.
I could have told you when you liked it.
You know, I'm not going to, you know, discount the rest of their material. I do like those songs I heard from the first album, even though I'm not a fan of them. I do like them significantly more than what I heard on this record. I don't know how this was, you know, received by the general public at the time it came out. I know this is a controversial album in their catalog, or if this is one of those that, you know, is a fan favorite. But for me, it's messy and sloppy and just ways that I don't personally like. Like I said, if you like that style from back then, I just think that my issue with that genre as a whole and this record is it sounds incredibly dated. Like, it's probably the genre from that time period that it gets dated the most in terms of production, writing. And, you know, that probably comes down to that being a style of the time more than, you know, like, nu metal has kind of come back. Pop punk has come and go multiple times. Pop music, you know, it goes through phases. Grunge really was a, you know, pretty small flash in the pan for like about a decade. And it just never really came back. So it just kind of sounds dated. I even listened to the remastered version to see maybe I would feel different about that. Unfortunately not. So, I mean, for me, it's a 1. I'm sorry, Mike.
That's okay, man. Hey, we all have our preferences, you know?
All right. Well, that's our show rating, I guess. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, that's pretty much where we're at with our show tonight, I guess. You heard it here first. Mike gave it an 8 out of 10. I gave it a 6.5. Good 6.5 out of 10. And Kyle has become the villain once again.
3 times in a row. Again,
3 in a row.
Wow. Wow. This is getting crazy now, isn't it? We're going to make a shirt for you that says the villain. Straight up. Or Mike is the villain. One of the two. We'll see. No, but that's going to do it for our show tonight. Thank you so much for watching, listening, however you enjoy us tonight. We are going to spin the wheel. We have an album coming out. Is that right? We have an album this Friday, right?
We have an album coming out.
All That Remains, right?
All That Remains, or it was...
Was it All That Remains?
I don't know if it's All That Remains, or I think it's actually either... I know Dream Theater has an album, and then also the Coheed and Cambria album we were talking about. I can't remember which one.
Yeah, I don't know when those came out. I just know that All That Remains came out, I think, last Friday. Yeah.
Or, so I remember Mike said the one comes out February 7th. That's this Friday. So I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that won't give us enough time, though.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Do you want to spin the wheel and save that one for later? Or what do you guys want to do?
Yeah, we can spin the wheel and then do that one next week.
Okay, cool. Give me 1 sec. You can share the screen whenever you're ready, my friend. I think, right? Yeah, you should be good. Here we go. Enter the stage. Boom.
Keep going.
Hell, oh my God. Wait a second.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. No way.
I didn't see it start spinning. That was weird.
I know. I had to add it to the screen for a sec. Sorry about that. Yeah. All right. Our next album for next week is the Green Day side project, Foxborough Hot Tubs, Stop, Drop, and Roll. Wow. Okay. This should be so it's a Green Day side project that Kyle has successfully snuck into the wheel. No, I'm just kidding.
Sneak in Green Day wherever I can.
Exactly. Billy Joe Armstrong, we're coming for you. How dare you? No, I'm just kidding. No, but I want to thank you for watching this and how you enjoyed tonight. Kyle, Q&A podcast is still not back, right?
Nope.
All right. Because before we went live tonight, Mike's like, make sure you ask about that. I said, all right, sure. So no worries. No. But thank you for watching this and having joined us. Don't forget to follow us on our social media page as well, simply at the Super Review Show on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah, but for all of us here, stay safe, take care, and we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.
Peace.